Welcome, everyone, to our June Land Board meeting. I'd like to call the meeting to order. I trust we've all had a chance to review the minutes. Is there a motion to approve them?
Move to approve, Mr. Governor.
Second.
Yep. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, they are approved. We'll begin with our first action item. Deputy Director, could you please outline that for us?
Yes. The first action item includes timber sale 0622-1A, the Flatlander, and 0622-1B, Smiley Face. If there are no objections, we will take them together.
No objection.
Thank you. The Flatlander timber sale is located approximately 2 miles southeast of Lolo, Montana. The sale includes 7 harvest units, 324 acres of tractor logging. The estimated harvest volume is 14,499 tons, 2.5 million board feet of saw logs. The minimum bid is $19.39 per ton, which would generate approximately $281,136 for the University of Montana and approximately $61,476 in forest improvement fees. The sale would utilize individual tree selection and prescriptions designed to improve forest health and growth. In conjunction with the sale, DNRC is proposing 1.64 miles of new permanent road construction, 3.62 miles of road reconstruction, and 1.54 miles of road maintenance. Access is obtained through a temporary road use permit. A total of 5 public comments were received as described in the agenda item and are resolved as noted. The Smiley Face timber sale is located approximately 12 miles north of Plains, Montana. The sale includes 8 harvest units, 304 acres of skyline, and tractor logging. The estimated harvest volume is 21,625 tons, 3.4 million board feet of saw logs. The minimum bid is $14.29 per ton, which would generate approximately $309,021 for the Common School Trust and approximately $100,124 in forest improvement fees. The sale would utilize individual shelter wood and seed tree harvest prescriptions designed to capture the value of trees susceptible, easy for me to say, to insect and disease while reducing fire future fuel load. In conjunction with the sale, DNRC is proposing 2.9 miles of new permanent road construction, 1 mile of road reconstruction, and 3.3 miles of road maintenance. Access to is obtained through North Plains Smiley Creek Reciprocal Access Agreement and Little Thompson River Road. A total of 5 public comments were received as described in the agenda item and are resolved as noted. The DNRC request approval of items 0622-1A and B as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on this agenda item? Would anybody from the public like to make their thoughts known? Okay. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move we approve agenda items 0622-1A and 1B.
And Mr. Governor, I'll second that.
Okay, great. Is there any discussion here at the board on this agenda item? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion is unanimous. Deputy Director, next item.
The next action item is 0622-2, oil and gas lease sale. The DNRC has held an online oil and gas lease sale that started on June 1st and closed June 7th of 2022 through an online auction company, EnergyNet. A total of 179 tracts were offered for lease. 179 tracts were leased for a total of $361,415.26. The 179 tracts that were sold covered a total of 69,114 and 44 acres. The average bid per acre was $5.23. The highest competitive bid for the June 7, 22 sale was $5,905 per acre, and the largest total bid was $165,340 for tract 161 in Roosevelt County. The DNRC requests approval of item 0622-2 as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on this particular item? Would anyone from the public like to make their thoughts known? Okay. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move to approve item 0622-2.
Okay. Is there a second?
Mr. Governor, I second.
Okay. Any discussion? I would like to just ask the Deputy Director. We're working with EnergyNet. This is something initiated by your agency. Could you give us just a little view on how this program is working for the benefit of Montanans.
Absolutely. If you don't mind, I would like to redirect this to Trevor Taylor to talk about the efficiencies.
Morning, Governor, members of the board. For the record, my name is Trevor Taylor, Bureau Chief, Minerals Management Bureau. And we have been using EnergyNet for a little while now. They've had a couple of kinks that we've had to work out with the minimum bids, but we've been able to do that. Other than that, we've had a couple of people that have not really watched their bids that closely, their maximum, and we've had to hold them to that. Other than those issues, I think it's been working really smooth. I think the efficiencies are great for the department. We don't have to have our sales in person anymore. And the data we get from these sales is great. I think that we're getting much higher revenues than we normally would have for tracks that are in areas that are pretty unexplored. So overall, like Carrie said, our highest bid on this sale is $5,900+. That's almost three times as much as we've ever received per acre on a track before. So just that one 20-plus acre track was almost half of our revenue. So I think they speak for themselves, and I'm happy to entertain any other questions.
So you'd call the implementation of EnergyNet a success?
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Taylor?
Mr. Governor, if I may. Just a quick one, Mr. Taylor. I'm just curious if you're seeing any increased attention or just because of the costs of we're seeing in the fuel markets right now. Is this starting to push these prices up? Are you starting to see more bidders? I mean, what are we starting to see just because of what's happening, not just nationally, but, for obviously we've got a huge deficit to fill here in energy.
Yeah, I believe we are seeing some of that spillover. Typically, they'll start in filling in North Dakota first. Montana sees that benefit, and they'll come over into the Bakken on our side. And Kraken's been pretty active in applying for new spacing units with the Board of Oil and Gas, a lot of which are along the Missouri River and include state trust lands, much like this track that we just sold. So that one has, that 20-acre riverbed track already has, I think, two or three proposed wells, which is why that track went for so much. And Kraken's wells are just producing phenomenal amounts of oil. So it's a good thing to see. We are seeing more interest, I think, coming in and more interest in drilling and exploration in some of these parts of the states where we've never seen it before. So Petroleum County, Upper Rosebud, a lot of these areas that I think had some interest in the past, now we're starting to see more and more of that.
Okay, great. Any other questions for Mr. Taylor?
Just a comment, Mr. Governor.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Taylor.
Yeah. Mr. Governor, members of the board, I just ask you all to look at the average per acre bid here that we've got, $5.23. I'm looking through most of this list. I'm seeing $1.50 an acre, $1.75 an acre, $11 an acre. That one tract in Roosevelt County, almost $6,000 per acre. I think that's indicative of what's going to start happening again in the Bakken up in my part of the state, but I'd also just like to say that Roosevelt County says you're welcome.
Well, on behalf of the state, let me just say thank you. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Okay, it is unanimous and it passes. Deputy Director, next agenda item.
The next item is 0622-3, Cabin and Homesite Sales, final approval for sale in Flathead County. The DNRC is requesting final approval of one cabin and home site nominated for sale in Flathead County. The sale was nominated by the DNRC in conjunction with a 2018-2019 cabin and home site sales program. The parcel is currently not leased as a cabin site and produces no income. Preliminary land board approval was granted in March of 2018, approved 5-0, and the land board set the minimum bid for the land at the appraised value in the October of 2021, approved 4-1. The appraisal was prepared by Montana General Certified Appraiser Elliot M. Clark, MAI, of Clark Real Estate Appraisal, Whitefish, Montana. The cabin site was sold at public auction on May 12, 2022, for the appraised land value of $430,000. There was one qualified bidder for the sale. The site sold for the final sale price listed. The DNRC requests approval of item 0622-3 as described in the agenda.
Okay. Is there any public comment on this particular item? Anyone from the public here would like to comment? Okay. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move to approve agenda item 0622-3.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, discussion?
Mr. Governor, just a little clarity on this, just to remind the board. I voted no on this the last time because it was bundled with other, but then I corrected the record that I was in approval of this one because it is not producing income and doesn't have a tenant. So I believe there are market forces there. So I just want to make sure you understand why that was a no before. I was for this, but it was bundled with other ones that I had some concerns with.
Okay. Any other comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, it is unanimous. It passes. Next agenda item, please, Deputy Director.
The next item is 0622-4, easements, standard grants. The easements for you today are detailed in your packet. Affected counties are Daniels, Flathead, Gallatin, Petroleum, Phillips, and Roosevelt counties. Total easement package value is $134,586. This easement package will benefit the Common School Trust. This month's easements are for private access road, overhead electric transmission line, 8-inch water pipeline, buried telecommunications line, 4-inch natural gas pipeline, and 4 municipal sewer pipelines. The DNRC requests approval of item 0622-4 as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on the easement item in front of us? Anyone wish to make their thoughts known? Okay, do we have a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move that we approve agenda item 0622-4.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 And that is unanimous. The motion passes. This concludes today's agenda items. At this time, we will take all general public comment on anything not related to today's agenda at this time. Is there anyone who would like to make their thoughts known to the land board? We have an enthusiastic audience today. Okay. Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Governor, first point of personal privilege.
Okay.
First of all, kudos with some of the work that you've been doing with the Montana Comeback Plan, bringing companies into Montana, Aurora, Hyundai. I think that's really a positive step for Montana. And one of the things that, we're all looking at in terms of bringing these businesses here are, the issues with workforce housing, with daycare, with a lot of the other issues. And I just want to throw out there that I think there may be an opportunity to explore amongst the land board, opportunities like we did with the master lease program in Kalispell to see if we could find some pieces of land that made sense to, again, try to structure something like that that had a workforce housing component in addition to those master lease programs. So I just want to throw that out as an idea and say if there's something that we want to continue discussing about solving that problem as Montana does come back and we see these current issues to see if there is some way that we can continue to do the work that we are doing as land board commissioners and solve some of these other problems along the way.
Okay, I think it's a good thought. I had a roundtable on Friday down in Gardner, and for a gateway community like that, which is essentially landlocked, if there was a state section that were available for long-term leasing for housing, right, there might be an opportunity. And West Yellowstone, but it doesn't mean it couldn't happen in the Flathead too or elsewhere. So I think it's a valid point, and I think maybe if you have particular thoughts, I would encourage you to engage with DNRC, and let's see if we can get a proposal.
Well, I appreciate that, Mr. Governor, and I look forward to discussing that with the other land board members in DNRC to see if there is some synergy here where we can solve those problems within our lane here as land board commissioners.
Okay. Any other comments? Did I get a motion on adjournment?
So moved.
Okay, second?
Second.
We're adjourned. Mm-hmm.